A Fairbanks substance abuse counselor is pushing for the state to consider an alternative to jail for drug offenders. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the effort is in response to a steady stream of young heroin addicts, some of whom end up in jail.
Fairbanks has a heroin problem. That's the warning from Gunnar Ebbesen, clinical director at Turning Point Counseling Services.
I have been noticing a pattern of young people coming in, typically between the age of 18 and 24, I get between 3 and 5 phone calls a week from either desperate parents or friends or addicts themselves seeking treatment for opioid addiction.
Ebbesen attributes the problem to young people who start with prescription pain relievers, get hooked, and then switch to heroin to feed their addiction.
And so that's kind of the evolution of the problem in Fairbanks. It's at an epidemic level.
Ebbesen says treatment's available through private clinics and Fairbanks Native Association's Gateway to Recovery program, but some addicts don't get help and follow a downward spiral that results in other illegal behaviors.
They get put in jail where they really learn how to use, really learn how to resent society, and don't get the treatment they need, and re-enter society where they continue the cycle. And so, I'm a very strong advocate for public policy that changes that paradigm.
Ebbesen wants the state to set up a special drug court in Fairbanks, a treatment-centered correctional alternative that works with the criminal justice system to provide nonviolent offenders a way out of the cycle of addiction and crime.
They go in front of a judge. He says, okay, so what I need you to do is go get an evaluation and follow the recommendations of the evaluation. And then once a month, you'll come in front of me and we'll track your progress. And after 18 months, if you complete the program successfully, you'll have your felony or your misdemeanor waived.
Ebbesen says the approach has proven to have a 75% success rate in other states. He says it's also cheaper than jail. Director of the State Department of Law's Criminal Division, John Skidmore, says Alaska is experimenting with therapeutic courts for substance abuse and mental health-related offenses, including in Anchorage and Bethel.
We're trying to look for ways to make the criminal justice system more effective and more efficient, and if we find one that we think works, then we're certainly going to be looking at expanding it.
Skidmore contends therapeutic courts are more costly in the short run because of the number of people involved.
The judge, the prosecutor, the defense attorney, the treatment providers, they are all coming to court on a regular basis on this one case or multiple cases and talking about what's the status of what's going on here. Is that more time and resource intensive than it would have been to simply prosecute the case? Yes.
Skidmore says it's yet to be determined whether benefits outweigh the costs in terms of achieving success, offenders staying off drugs and out of trouble. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.